With Laura Fox
podcast.
Now, we all love a good fish and chips, but I'm not sure if anyone cares as much about fish as my next guest does, because Aisling Moore is a chef and owner of Goldie in Cork, and she's going to be bringing a treat to the taste buds for Electric Picnic this year. Aisling, you're very welcome along to the show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's no problem at all. Come here and tell me this much. What are you up to at EP?
So I'll be at the Theatre of Food stage this Saturday at 1 p.m. and we'll be doing a fish and chip masterclass.
Oh my God, unbelievable. Theatre Food is a great part of the whole experience down at Electric Picnic, but who are you looking forward to seeing in action there?
At the Theatre of Food or IDP?
Well, I mean, you can give me both if you've got
well,
an answer.
Kylie, obviously.
Obviously.
And then Theatre of Food, I'm so lucky to have so many of my friends are going to be there. So the guys from Smoking Soul, Ali Dunworth, Leslie Williams, the guys from Bahe. It's just a brilliant spectacle of like the diversity in Irish food. So yeah, I'm really excited to be there. It's my first year going to EP and the Theatre of Food.
Oh
so,
my God.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Oh, you're going to be in for an absolute treat. Not just your fish and chips, but you're just going to have a great time all around. It is.
Fingers crossed for
yeah.
the weather.
Yeah, look, I say this all the time. You can't do anything about it. If it's lashing down on top of you, you throw a poncho on you and you'll still have a great time.
Like, exactly.
It doesn't actually dampen any of the spirits. The thing is so fun. What does a little bit is, like, do you have to change the way you demo for a festival crowd, like, who might be a little bit tired and emotional, shall we say?
Not necessarily. Like, I just did a festival 2 weeks ago, and to be honest, it's great crack. I think, you know, nowadays with, like, how much offerings our festivals have, everyone's going for different things.
Yes.
You know, it's not just music. And I think especially with the Theatre of Food, it's just like well known in Ireland as, you know, such a spectacle, such a great community. And I think, you know, the interest in food is only kind of growing greater and people are more and more interested in it. I think, you know, people are going for both now.
Yeah.
As well as, you know, things like spoken word and poetry and all the other great things these festivals are doing. So
we've come a long way in terms of like our taste buds and our palate, let's say. Like, I mean, you know, people are real foodies now. Like they're actually going to, like even down to Cork, they're going down to Cork because they want to go to your specific restaurant, same way for a festival.
Yeah, for sure.
Which is great. You mentioned there a lot of people that you're excited to see, a lot of other chefs, and they're all your friends. Like, are you going to have a lot of crack with each other while you're down there? Like, that must be good fun.
Oh, for sure. I think like at these kind of situations, it's kind of hard to get out of that those kind of tense and stages.
Yeah.
Just because there's so much camaraderie.
You know, you're just hanging around with each other the whole time.
Pretty
like,
much.
Let's go see them. Let's go
see
them.
Yeah, fangirling about each other.
Which is great because it's nice to have a good support network around you too.
It really is.
Okay, the most important question is, how are you going to help people elevate their fish and chips at home?
So I'm going to be doing a kind of Asian style batter. So it's a little bit crispier. And I'm going to be adding some vodka in there in a classic festival fashion. So vodka is a little bit more volatile than water.
Yeah.
So basically it cooks faster and therefore gets crispier easier. So I'll be using kind of a variety of different flours and stuff to kind of give a little bit more kind of nuanced flavour, but also deliver like that really crispy batter that everyone's looking for.
Stuff. So, like, are we going to have trimmings and all? Are we going to have like side sauces, like mushy peas? Are these going to be a feature?
Absolutely. Mushy peas, tartar sauce, my own style in my own way, I suppose. So, I'm going to be adding some West Cork wasabi to the peas.
Oh, no, that sounds right up my street.
A little bit of lemon kosho. So, lemon kosho is like lemon zest cured in chili and salt. So, lots of flavour.
Phenomenal stuff.
Really exciting for taste buds and kind of. We cure a multitude of hangovers for the festival season.
Stunning. That's exactly what we want. Aisling, like, how did you get into becoming a chef yourself?
I always loved food when I was younger, and I'm from Cork City, so the English market is kind of right on the doorstep. Mm. So it's kind of hard not to be interested in food. Like, Cork is the food capital of Ireland, which we're very proud of.
Yeah.
And I suppose watching chefs on TV like Jamie Oliver, I thought he really made it cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, I've been cooking 10 years now, and we opened Goldie 5 years ago this September.
Oh my God, okay. Sorry, that's phenomenal going. Like, you know, in your first 5 years to go like, okay, here we go. I'm opening up like a restaurant, especially because it's tough going.
It is, but you know what? It's the best crack ever. Between everyone I have working with me and then the customers, it's so rewarding, like building relationships with people and kind of adding something to the community and to the city where you're from. You know, I'm so proud of that.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. Tell me this much now, for anyone who hasn't visited your restaurant Goldie yet, what kind of food do you guys do?
So we're a seafood restaurant, and we buy all our fish from local boats. We buy it all in whole, and then we develop our menu from there. So our menu changes every day.
Unreal.
Yeah, it's a bit mental.
Yeah.
But it's really creatively rewarding. And yeah, we take influence from all over the world. So it's not really a stereotypical traditional seafood restaurant. So we have dishes from India, Japan, China, taking influence from all over the world. So France as well, kind of very much reflects the people we have eating in our restaurant, yeah, as well as the team we have cooking in the restaurant.
But I mean, we did say that at the start of this interview that, like, you know, our palates are growing and you're looking for more from a restaurant all the time. Like, Irish food culture is growing so much. Do you think the tourists are looking to Ireland as a food destination now?
Oh, certainly. Yeah, for sure. I mean, like, we'd have customers who have, you know, they have the whole list planned out before they even arrive in Ireland of where they're going to eat, when they're in Cork, when they're in Dublin, when they're in Galway. Yeah, I think food tourism is only going to grow kind of stronger. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of, like, brilliant Irish chefs who've went and cooked abroad, come back to Ireland and open restaurants. And it just speaks to the quality of the ingredients that we have in this country.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, the demand that's there from consumers to kind of really go out and, you know, support Irish restaurants, support Irish producers, and, you know, enjoy.
It's supporting Irish, but it's also treating ourselves.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? You're getting what you're paying for.
For sure.
And you're really enjoying it. For people who are listening now who aren't going to a lecture picnic, just back to that for a second, and they would like to try eating more fish at home, what are some simple tips that you would give them to get started?
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm a really big supporter of shellfish, and I think, you know, in Ireland, we actually export a lot more than we, you know, consume ourselves here. We have kind of a complicated relationship with seafood.
I think we forget that we're an island sometimes.
We really do. I think also because we're just so well connected and it's so quick to get a flight anywhere. But, you know, cooking things like mussels, like they're the ultimate fast food. Fish in general is just such a quick meal.
Yeah.
It's all about just being organised and, you know, buying and storing fish is probably the area where people find the most difficult. So I actually brought a book out in April and I kind of go through a lot of that in there. And that's kind of something I'm really proud of. And things like nonstick cooking hacks. But I brought a quick recipe with me here today just to
love this.
Share with y'all.
Of a Wednesday,
exactly. So it's a sea salt and vinegar crusted baked whatever it can be. So it could be hake, it could be cod, it could be pollock, it could be plaice. And for kind of 4 fillets, you need 90 grams of panko breadcrumbs and 50 grams of butter. And then you can put in there whatever you want. A bit of lemon zest, a bit of mustard, some herbs. Just want to melt the butter, add in the breadcrumbs, toast it off, take it off the heat, season that. You could put spices in there, whatever you want. And then just whack that on top of the fillet, put it into a preheated oven at 200 degrees and it'll cook between 8 and 10 minutes. And there's very little meals you can have.
Sorry,
between
I'm 8 starving. That's unreal. So 8 and 10 minutes and it's done.
Exactly. Yep.
So, I mean, there's little to no prep time there if you really think about it. That making the batter isn't going to take you that long.
100%.
Oh my God, that's unbelievable. Ashley Moore, you have brought so much to the table today between the West Cork wasabi and the cooking fish in 8 minutes. We are very excited. You are going to see Kylie. I mean, would you play Kylie in any of your restaurants? Do you love listening to music while you eat, while you cook?
Definitely while we cook.
Yeah.
No, I don't think Kylie is
the vibe of Goldie.
the vibe for dinner time. Definitely maybe after service clean down. But we try be kind of diplomatic and allow everyone play their music from time to time inside. But yeah, I definitely have one staff member who would love if Kylie was on the
playlist,
I'd say.
Yeah, that would be me now if I was working in your restaurant. I'd be like, they'd love it. They'd love spinning around on the, like, in their dinner service.
Maybe we'll do a special night.
There you go. Kylie special. Well, we'll be down for that. I'm looking out at Kate here and she's after taking down all of the ingredients to that recipe you gave us. So we'll be ready to rock. Ashley Moore, thank you so much. You'll be at the Theatre Food at Electric Picnic with loads of other great talented foodies. Thank you so much for joining us from Cork today, Aisling.
My pleasure. Have a great weekend.
We'll chat to you later, you too. Bye. FM with Laura Fox. Podcast.